Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 136, and I'm here with my brother, Ryland.
Bull, I don't believe it. But, you know, as I said last episode, happy Thanksgiving, whatever. You know, you guys know it's Thanksgiving at the time of recording, but, you know, when you're listening, it's probably not Thanksgiving, so happy late Thanksgiving. Also, join our Discord if you guys want to. We say this every episode, you know. Still not going to quit saying it, because why, you know, it's something, it's more time on our episodes, I guess.
There you go.
But, you know, you guys without ears, I know you struggle, you know, trying to listen and join our Discord, so, you know, I try saying as much as I can. Maybe you can hear one these days, but...
Maybe. Let's see. They grow some ears.
Yeah, they should, honestly. Be good.
All right, so I thought this was pretty cool. Metroid Prime 1 through 3 book has been announced.
Sounds awesome. Like a Metroid Prime book.
Yeah.
Is it like just going to be an, it says art book.
Yeah, it's like an art book.
It's an art book.
It's for the first three games since 4 is coming out next year.
Yeah, can't wait for that. I'm definitely going to stream that whenever I get it.
I know Metroid Prime Remastered. I got a lot of views when I streamed it.
Yeah, you did. Now imagine 4.
A lot.
But Nintendo is releasing a Metroid Prime 1 through 3 retro expectation. A 112-page hardcover art book that, you know, delves in. Oh, 212. Sorry. Hardcover art book that, you know, delves into the creation and evolution of the Metroid Prime trilogy, partnering with Piggyback. Sorry, get my words mixed up. So just to let you guys know, it's not Piggy Bank, it's Piggyback. The book is set to release on July 31st of 2025. The premium So you can get Zachary that for his birthday.
And my granddad's birthday. They have the same birthday.
And you can get... Nice. But the premium collectible is priced at $50. This is US dollars. I don't know what that is in like euros, yen, or whatever. So you guys can obviously, you know...
You can do that.
You know, you can contribute it and whatnot. But... with pre-orders now, so you can pre-order it now for $50. So if you guys want it, you can get it for pre-order. It's available at a slight discount from Amazon right now.
What?
So I guess it's more than 50. I guess it's just on a discount right now.
Maybe it's regular 50, and then it's cheaper on Amazon right
maybe.
Now.
Yeah, maybe. But the anthology spans over 20 years of Metroid Prime history, offering insights into the series, you know, development, including the behind-the-scenes notes and, you know, antidotes from the teams who bought, you know, the trilogy to life. There's also an exclusive interviews, commentary from the, you know, key creators, and a, you know, forward by Metroid Prime producer Kensuke Tanabe. Excuse me. Still a little sick. Not as much, but still there. Still rough. But yeah, the anthology spans over 20 years and crap like that. So, you know, there's just a whole bunch of different artwork and stuff, as it said, like, you know, interviews, commentary and stuff like that for the, you know, thing, which is awesome. So yeah, the artwork and stuff like that from Metroid Prime, Metroid Prime 2 Echoes, and Metroid Prime 3 Corruption, and Metroid Prime Remastered as well. Awesome. So there's certain artwork. So 4 games in total, but, you know, if you don't count the remastered, it's obviously just 3.
Yeah.
So that's cool that they're, you know, including the remastered version of the game that came out, what, a year ago?
Yeah. Yeah, last year.
Yeah. That's awesome that they're doing that. But yeah, you know, it includes a foreword by the producer. It features high quality art sketches and exclusive developer insights. It also includes a Stitch bound with a Litorious cloth hard cover, and inkjets with a Samus metallic foil.
That's pretty cool.
So it's like, that is cool. So it's like a hard cloth type cover, and then Samus is like a metallic foil on the cover. So that's really awesome. Cool. And then printed on premium art paper, you know, for collector grade experience. So it's literally, it's obviously for collector's purposes and stuff like that.
I'm definitely
But you can
it.
Probably... Oh, yeah. I probably will eventually, too. But I don't know. But it says here, it looks to be a treasure trove for fans, you know, featuring an extensive collection of concept art sketches, illustrations for Metroid Prime 1, 2, and 3, and obviously remastered. Earlier this year, Nintendo revealed that Metroid Prime 4 Beyond, you know, its release window 2025 with no direct connection has been, you know, announced. The timing of the, you know, art book's launch, says here, on July 31st, 2025, could coincide with the highly anticipated release for the next installment and potentially the Switch 2. So, you know, who knows? Maybe this all can come out the same day, maybe, or something like that.
Maybe. That'd be cool. Because I still think Metroid Prime 4 is going to be a launch title. So maybe it will all come out at the same in the same day. So.
That would be awesome, though. You know, that would be a big day for Nintendo. Imagine that.
Oh, yeah. And then who knows what else will be a launch title for the Switch 2. Could we get some kind of new 3D Mario game? We haven't got a new Mario game since 2018.
Yeah, or maybe a Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, like, kind of remastered version.
Well, we did. Remember, we talked about that one time being rumored that they were supposed to be making a remaster of it, which I don't think it really needs a remaster because it's still
it's
new.
It's perfect.
Like, they could
how
just
it is,
port
you know?
It to the Switch 2.
That's what I'm saying. Just like, you know how the Switch 2 is going to be more powerful and stuff. Just make the graphics maybe a teeny bit better. It doesn't have to be, you know, much better or whatnot. And maybe add a few more things if you want to.
Yeah, you don't have to pull a Sony, you know, like how Sony is. They remastered Horizon Zero Dawn, and even though Zero Dawn released on the PS4 back in 2017. Like, it's not, it's too new for a remaster.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, yeah, it's been 7 years, but 7 years ago, the graphics weren't that much different than they are now.
Yeah. The graphics, I mean, they've changed a lot, you know, when it comes to newer gen consoles, but like Switch, not really.
No.
You know?
And PS4 to PS5, like, yeah, they've changed, but still, most people see it at 1080p because that's what their TVs can handle. Like, there's still not a lot of people with 4K TVs or 8K TVs.
Yeah. Like me, this is TV behind me, 1080p.
Yeah.
And it works perfectly fine, so.
My monitor, it's 1080.
Mm. Yeah, mine is too. 1080p, 165 hertz.
Yep.
Both my monitors are, so, you know, It's fine. Is, you don't need
have one like yours, really... and the other one's kind of washed. It's 1080.
Yeah, that should. I mean, hertz. It is just a secondary monitor. Yeah. So. I just wanted to have the same monitor for both. You know, probably more eventually. I might have a 3-monitor setup or something like that. Eventually, I don't know.
I'll get another one like my primary for my secondary eventually. And
you could have a third one, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if I really need 3 because I hardly ever use the second one unless I'm recording or if I'm using my PC and my Mac at the same time.
That's the reason I use my secondary, really. Or if I'm talking on Discord and I'm playing a game, like say if I was playing a game on here, like on my desktop PC, like that's what I'm recording on, stuff like that, because everything's set up to it.
It is nice to have when you're streaming, so you can have Streamlabs or OBS on one monitor and then your game on the other. You can see chat and everything.
Whenever I stream stuff, I do that too. That's what I've always done, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, you know, look at chat and say if you pull up Twitch or whatever and use your stream dashboard.
Yeah, but it's just...
It's just easier to do OBS or Streamlabs, though.
Yeah. Is that all you got for that?
Yeah, there's not much.
Okay. Yeah,
that's it.
All right. So this past week, they shipped out, you know, all the 30th anniversary consoles and crap that was for pre-order a couple months ago that I was wanting to get that controller, but I couldn't because it was always sold out. But anyway, PlayStation History website opened up this past week.
Okay. So what I got here is, Sony Entertainment, has opened a PlayStation History Timeline website in celebration of the console's 30th anniversary. As Ashton literally just said, basically. He just kind of said it differently. But approaching on December 3rd, featuring various information and statistics spanning each generation of PlayStation, the website also confirms that the PlayStation 2 has sold over 160 million units. That is ridiculous.
It seems like every time Nintendo gets closer and closer to passing the PS2, Sony's like, oh yeah, here's an extra 5 million. Here's an extra 5 million. It's like, dude, where are you getting these numbers? You're not still selling the console. I know for sure you're not making them. Where are you getting these numbers?
Yeah, not officially they're not, but obviously people are still buying them. Like,
yeah, but that doesn't count towards their numbers, you know?
Yeah, so it's like they're adding. They just keep adding, like,
yeah.
The Switch
once
is, like,
Nintendo,
maybe,
once the Switch gets 155 million, Sony's gonna be like, I forgot it's 165.
Yeah.
whatever.
There's no way. They just want the PSC to stay up there forever.
Last year was like 155 or 150, and now it's 160. Yeah, like, you didn't send. Sell 10 million more this past year because you don't make this stupid thing anymore. Whatever, Sony. You know, whatever makes you feel better.
Yep, whatever. You know,
like, they're like, Nintendo's never passing the PS2.
PS2 is the greatest console of all time.
It's good. Yeah, it was good. I had a lot of good games, but I don't think it's the best console of all time. Not mine, anyway.
But, which, Sony Interactive President and CEO, Jim Ryan stated during an episode of the official PlayStation podcast, you're welcome, PlayStation. I know you're small podcast, so you're welcome for the shout-out.
Yeah.
Shout-out to the PlayStation podcast. You know, they need help growing.
Yeah, they're
stuff
not like
that.
The Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. We're huge.
No, they're not.
Biggest gaming podcast in the world.
Yeah, so, you know, shout-out to Sony podcast, PlayStation podcast. Yeah.
So help out small podcasters, you know.
Yeah, so, you know, they obviously need it. Yeah, just to help you guys out a little bit, you're welcome. But, you know, they said that, Jim Ryan said that in March, but was not, you know, reflected on any official website, including, Sony Interactive Entertainment owned business data sale page, which, you know, still lists the console selling as 155 million. So that's still the same. There's no way it got 5 million. In a year, and it's not even close to its prime, like how it was. So, yeah. No. I don't know about that.
I mean, if the business data sales say 155 million, but now your history website says 160, where'd you get those 5 million? Since March.
Yeah, that makes zero sense. But I do have, this is the last thing I have on this thing here. It just shows like the amount of sales, you know, each PlayStation got or whatever.
All right.
Which I don't have, obviously the PlayStation 5 isn't on here. Yet.
I did look at the website. It is on the website, but it doesn't really matter because it's still current, so it's not
new. Yeah, so it doesn't matter at all. But the original PlayStation has 102 million, you know, consoles sold. This is from 1994 to 2006. So the PlayStation 2 has 160 million since 2000 to now. Which it's not 160, it's 155, but you know, they're just adding.
Whatever, Sony. Like,
yeah, you can do whatever you want, you know what? Just do it. I don't care. But then it dropped down a lot with the PS3, you know, 87 million.
Because the 360, really, man, it was good. So yeah, it was still on a lot of sales for Sony.
Yeah. But, because Sony had a lot of competition with the 360. As you know, I think it's the greatest console of all time because you know that's the one I grew up playing and stuff like that.
Right.
But that was since 2006 with the 87 million copies, and then the PlayStation 4, you know, skyrocketed to 117 million copies. And that's since 2013.
They're still making PS4 consoles.
Oh yeah, and they're still selling them, you know, continuously. So you know, that's obviously going up.
Yeah. But the PS1, 2, and 3 are not going to go anywhere. Shouldn't go up anymore until Nintendo
they
gets
literally,
closer to
it
passing
be
the
impossible.
PS2.
It should be impossible for those consoles to go up. They don't sell in actual stores anymore, like GameStop or anything like that. So, you know, just 5 million, randomly, 5 million people actually.
Well, 5 million out of their hand in real quick.
They just bought,
like,
you know, randomly.
We got some in the warehouse.
You guys want these PS2s? Here you go. I'll throw them out the window of the Sony headquarters for you here. Just,
free PS2,
there you go.
Just to get our sales up.
Honestly, I would not be surprised they did that.
I'd take a bag on PS2 in a box.
Heck yeah.
Unopened.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. But the only one on this list that's still going to go up is the PlayStation 4 and obviously PlayStation 5, which, like you said, is
Oh, no, Ash, the PlayStation 2 is going to as well. You're skipping the PlayStation 2 because, you know, 5 million more people are going to get it, you know, next year whenever the Switch gets closer and closer. So, yeah.
That website, like I said, I looked at it. The handheld consoles are also on that website. I know the PSP had 80 million units sold in its life, which is pretty good for a handheld.
Yeah, it's literally only 7 million short of the PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
I mean, that was.
And it came out. It came out around the PS2 era. Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. They scour the globe for original, handmade, absolutely remarkable things.
And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1. To a non-profit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date.
When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists, small, independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they'll sell out this holiday season.
Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the United States. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. They even have gifts you can personalize.
To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/2BG. That's uncommongoods.com/2BG for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited-time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.
Through the PS3, because it came out in 2004. Yeah. It was right before the PS3. So,
yeah.
And it was the first console, you know, to use that cross menu thing like the PS3 ended up using.
Yeah. I like that menu. It's a nice menu. That menu set up. I wish, like, PS4 kind of had something like it, but not close.
PS4, so I don't
it was. Know. It wasn't like how it was, but it was still kind of a, you know, kind of decent menu, but it only showed games. And then PS5's literally the same thing, basically.
After PlayStation 2, that's when I could either go to PS3 or an Xbox 360. All my friends had Xbox 360s, so I wanted to play Call of Duty with them, you know. I got 360.
Yeah.
I've been
because obviously Microsoft cross-platform was a thing back then.
Yeah, right. So I've been Microsoft and Nintendo ever since. You know, I've always been Nintendo, but then I switched from PlayStation to Xbox to PS3 era.
Yeah. PS3 is all bad console, dude. It's a good console.
I got one now. I bought it, you know, last year for collector's purposes.
Yeah. I need to start getting consoles and crap.
I'm going to buy a PS4 for collector's purposes eventually. Or a new one.
Yeah.
Just a PS4 Slim, you know, I'm not going to get Jet Engine.
Well, no. What's wrong with the Jet Engine, Ashton?
It's too loud.
You're not even going to be playing.
I don't care. I know how loud it is sitting in the box.
It's going to
fly out of the box.
Yeah. You never know. You know, you might look up and there's going to be a hole in your roof.
Probably. Like all stupid PS4.
Stupid PS4, you get back here.
All right, last topic. So it says as Call of Duty Black Ops 6 cheat complaints ramp up.
I haven't ran into a single cheater.
I haven't either, but apparently it's an issue. You know, or maybe people just suck. But either way, it says Activision is doing hourly sweeps to help deter cheaters.
The way the anti-cheat is now, not many hackers can play the game.
Right,
like. It's obvious when you're hacking.
Yeah.
So, you know, the anti-cheat.
Yeah, Ricochet does a good job of catching.
It senses that, it's going to ban them straight away.
Yeah.
So, people just suck.
I think a lot of people are just where it's skill-based matchmaking.
Yeah.
Whenever you're playing, you're complete garbage, but if you're in a party with a prestige level 5, you're going against prestige level 5 competition, skill based. You know, you're going to go against whoever's the best in your lobby, whether you're trash or not. So people playing on that, it's like, yeah, it probably does seem like cheating if you're going against tryhards like that, but you know, you're not. Like, I know we get put in some rough lobbies, but we still. You know, hold our own. We go positive and stuff, but
yeah, we get in some try hard high end lobbies.
We get in the unemployment lobby,
unemployment final boss lobbies over here.
Yeah, back on.
But what? I'll go and read this tweet and stuff like that. There's a little bit here, not much. But in a tweet, Activision said that Team Ricochet, you know, it's an anti-cheat setup to try to reduce, you know. No cheating, yada yada yada. As you guys know, It's doing hourly sweeps to remove cheaters from ranked play modes and the leaderboard. So, like, you know, on the ranked leaderboard and stuff like that, like, cheaters are on there, and you know, they're removing them and stuff. Right. But ranked Black Ops 6 is the most, you know, competitive multiplayer mode, kicked off November 21st, sorry, which I still haven't played ranked.
I want to play ranked, but I want to wait until I'm not tired as crap.
Yeah. Play it, like, when you're off and crap. You could play Friday. Maybe.
Yeah.
I wanna try rank. See how it is. I wanna mow.
Well, I'm hoping that all the tryhards go to ranked and then hardcore.
That's what they're doing. That's why they added
hardcore,
ranked
but core
well.
Will be normal.
Yeah.
You know?
As hardcore now is ranked.
Well, there actually is still hardcore on.
Is there?
Yeah.
I haven't really checked, you know, I'm never a party leader, so.
Yeah, there is hardcore. I know I would get shot by my own teammate all the time, so I just play core.
Oh, I hated that crap. That crap is so annoying.
Yeah.
Like, but, you know, ranked was obviously here, November 22nd, and sent fans diving straight in to give, you know, for people giving ranked a shot. Unfortunately, the reaction so far has been largely negative because, you know, the apparent prevalence of cheaters who are ruining the integrity of the mode. You know, yes, it has become all Call of Duty tradition. Console players are turning off crossplay in a bid to avoid PC cheaters. Activision said it has, you know, made over, the heck going? 19,000 ranked play bans since the mode launched.
Wow.
Yeah, 19,000.
All you guys are trying to cheat. Like, that's ridiculous, guys. Just quit cheating.
Imagine having to cheat to be able to be good at a game.
Yeah, seriously. Like, talking like to you, 2K. All you 2K cheaters.
Yeah, you long kind in arm.
And you still end up losing. You're all trash on 2K.
Remember whenever that one guy had those long kind in arm? We still beat him.
He was short as crap.
I know, he was short as crap. He had long arms. It was just sad.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to make a build like that,
hacking, you
know,
and you still end up losing.
Yeah, how? I don't understand that. But yeah, they...
19,
a lot of people got
crazy.
Banned. 19,000.
Good, they deserve it. Hopefully their account's always... It'll never get unbanned.
Yeah, hopefully. But, and it says here, that is continuing to ramp up its AI systems with code, you know, optimization with acceleration enforcements. Here's a quote here. Thank you for your patience as our team continues to fight against cheaters, Activision added. A tweet was met with a healthy dose of, you know, spectatism from players, including high-profile Call of Duty content creators and, you know, pros, 100 Thieves founder Nade Shot, for example, called Activision's tweet complete propaganda, meaning a bunch of bull. Because this guy's like a pro or whatever. 100 Thieves is like a big esports team. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
But he said here, I've played the same cheaters since day one, and not a single one has even got a scratch on them. So, apparently it's a bunch of bullcrap. He tweeted, how could, you know, there possibly be 19K accounts banned if, you know, when the most, you know, integrous abusers are giving us the middle finger on the leaderboard? ? Are we crazy? What's going on? So he's kind of tweaking out about it.
19,000 since the mode launched. It launched a week ago today. 7 days. Yeah, 19,000. That's just on ranked play. Not even regular play.
That might be why we haven't seen cheaters, because we only play regular.
Yeah, but you think they would have been on there before ranked came out.
Yeah. They should. Honestly, they should be there. But we haven't ran into it. We're not trash. Colin is. But we...
No, me and you, like, we all do okay. Like, we all do good. Like, we all
like
can hold our own. We, yeah. I had a 90 kill game, too.
I almost had a 100 kill game, but then it ended.
Yeah. Like, we do good. Like, we always get positive.
Yeah.
Unless we're, like, for some reason in a real, like, sweat lobby.
Yeah.
But even then, we're close to being either even or positive, you know? We're barely negative by one or two kills.
Even if we're, like, you know, we're barely negative, it's by, like, maybe 1-3 or something like that.
I won't say I'm great. Like, I'm not the best. I'm not the worst either, though. Like, I can...
Ashton's not his Call of Duty Black Ops 2 self.
We'll play ranked sometime and see if I can get my ranked 125th in the world, Ashton, back.
Yeah, you know, people on our podcast won't believe it, but Ashton has proof.
I do have proof.
He just has to get on Black Ops and bam, it's there.
125th in the world.
Ashton was a no life back then.
I played it all the time. This is the first Call of Duty that I've felt like that since Black Ops 2. Like, I liked Black Ops 3, and it came close to me feeling like that, but just the way I feel about Black Ops 6 is the way I felt like Black Ops 2. Like, I want to play it all the time, you know. Obviously, I can't because I work and crap, but...
See, at least you're not like the people when Nuketown came out. Oh, the maps looks bigger.
Stupid. People are so stupid. It's literally everything.
It's the same. It's the
exact
same,
man. Same.
Oh,
as,
the wall.
Yeah, it's different than Black Ops 2, but it's the same as Black Ops 1.
Yeah, someone would say, like, oh, that's not the exact same green.
Yeah. Probably.
Like, it's a teeny bit different. Like, the teeniest bit.
That's not the Nuketown I know.
That's not the Nuketown I remember. People complain over the most idiotic things. Like, just the game.
Shut up and play. Or don't play. Just shut up altogether. Either way, shut up.
Shut up and break your console. Or whatever you have. But I have a little bit of, you know, like another paragraph here, so I'll read it real quick. All
right.
So cheating is not, you know, unique to Call of Duty, of course, and it has been a significant, you know, reputational issue for Activision since, you know, the free-to-play, you know, Warzone Battle Royale came out in 2020. The mega publisher has spent millions of dollars, you know, developing its anti-cheat technology, as well as, you know, pursuing cheat makers in the courts. With a number of, you know, recent high-profile successes. In October, you know, ahead of the, you know, Black Ops 6's launch, Activision said that it aimed to kick cheaters out of the game within 1 hour of them being in their first match. So, you know, once a cheater got into the game, they, you know, obviously could play for like an hour, and then, bam, they got banned. Which, obviously, they didn't make another Xbox account. Or whatever, but because you can kind of infinitely do that, but
I want to buy Ultimate again.
Yeah,
or buy the game again.
Get a free trial somehow.
Yeah, I don't know if they do that. I think they've done away with most of those since Black Ops 6 was coming out, because they knew a lot of people would use the free trial.
Yeah, but Black Ops 6 launched with an updated version of Ricochet's and the kernel level driver. This also applies to Warzone as well. So, you know. With a new machine learning behavioral systems focus on speed of the detection and analyst of gameplay, like to combat aimbots in place. Upgrades were set to, you know, launch aside rank play. You know, the people behind cheats or organized illegal groups that pick apart every piece of data within our games to look for some way to make cheating possible, Activision said at the time. These bad guys are not, you know, just some script kiddies poking around with code they found online. Actually, half the time that is what they are. It's like just what kids.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, I'm gonna cheat, oh. Like some, like, 10-year-old or something like that somehow got a cheat online. He's like, and then,
well,
you know,
I'm good. I'm gonna use this cheat to win. It doesn't make you good. Banned. If you're a cheater and you can't win from just playing, maybe you shouldn't play games.
Yeah, you gotta quit. Just quit the game after that.
Hey, if you gotta cheat to win, that's not it. How's that even fun for you?
It's not like you're literally like say if you have aimbot, you know how those spinny aimbot ones. You just have to hold the trigger at all, you know. You don't even have to move. Like, it's ridiculous.
How's that fun? No skill involved.
But yeah, you know, the collective who profit from exploiting the hard work of, you know, game developers across the industry. But cheat developers are flawed. Clearly, they have to pretend to be good at video games. Every time, you know, they cheat, they leave breadcrumbs behind. You know, we're always looking for those breadcrumbs to, you know, to find the bad actors and give them out of the game. You know, get them out of the game. So, yeah, literally, Activision themselves said they have to pretend to be good at video games.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're cheating, you're obviously absolutely trash. Like, yeah. You need to just retire. Like
1v1 me right now.
Like, you know, you're like Shaq. You're washed, but you won't retire. You're like, you won't retire from that type of industry. Even though you're not playing, you know, you're still there. But that's all I have on that. It's quite a bit, but, you know. Just to get you guys caught up in the whole cheating situation with ranks and stuff. If you guys, have struggled with cheaters. You know, me and Ashton haven't, but, you know, I guess we're lucky, maybe.
Yeah, I guess.
Who knows?
Because we've played this game quite a bit, and we haven't ran into any... Like, don't get me wrong, like I said, we ran into some sweaty lobbies, but not any that I would consider cheating.
Yeah, so...
Just people that don't touch grass. But that's all the topics we have. We appreciate you guys for listening. Follow all of our podcast socials, Twitch, Kick, YouTube accounts, personal Twitch, Kick, YouTube accounts. As Rylan's starting to stream again, so go watch him, check him out. Follow all of our other podcast socials, Discord, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, everything, pretty much.
Yeah.
Buy our merch on TeePublic. Rylan, do you have anything?
Nope, just, happy Thanksgiving once again, either if it's actually on Thanksgiving, if you listen to this, or after, or before, I don't know, but, obviously, get merch if you want to, Monty Public, follow our socials, all our socials, we're on everything now, basically, so, follow that in the description if you want to. And if you like sports, check out our sports podcast. We're about to record episode 10 finally, so we're finally not going to be in single digits anymore.
Yeah,
back then, because we only do one episode because they're longer, basically, even though there's only two topics, but they're still somehow long as crap.
We don't shut up.
As you guys know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I have.
All right, appreciate you guys. Catch you in the next episode.
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.